Punch Audio through the Audiobook Creation Exchange presents Drive Me Crazy, written by Misty Parker and MJ Post, narrated by Dana Day and Brad Hackworth.
Chapter 1. Ellie pulled the U-Haul up to the curb in front of the red brick apartment building. It was one of many such structures crammed into the block of this Brooklyn street. An involuntary shiver coursed through her body. "What's the matter?" Lena asked, putting the cap on her lipstick. I don't know. I'm nervous, I guess. You know, country girl moving to the big city and all that." Lena laughed. "This, coming from a girl who can drive a bus through the New York streets."
"It's just a U-Haul."
"Might as well be a damn bus. The only thing I've driven, a matchbox-sized rental car." Ellie turned off the engine and plopped the keys into her purse.
"We could have flown and hired a mover, you know.
There's not enough Dramamine to get me on a plane."
"For a tough New Yorker, you're kind of soft."
Lena pursed her lips the way she did when she was about to be a smartass. "Yeah, well, at least I keep my eyebrows groomed. Plugged the damn things already."
"Oh, hush. Let's just start unpacking. I'm hungry, and you promised some good Italian."
Ellie smoothed out her eyebrows and rubbed her tired eyes at the same time. She opened the door and stepped onto the pavement. The street scene was rather quiet, as she imagined it would be on a Sunday afternoon. A couple of bicyclists in spandex and sleek helmets zipped by. Two women holding hands strolled along the sidewalk, eating ice cream cones. She hadn't seen that very often in Kentucky. A flustered-looking mother pushed a stroller along while texting furiously on a smartphone. Not one of them even glanced at Ellie and Lena, who had just gotten out and lifted the back hatch of the U-Haul. Ellie winced at its metallic screech. She had a feeling that she'd left Southern hospitality behind about 300 miles back. Ellie twisted her torso right and left to loosen the stiff muscles from the 12-hour drive from Lexington, Kentucky. Thankfully, she'd convinced Lena the workaholic to stop overnight at a Super 8 on the West Virginia-Pennsylvania border. Sure, Lena cursed too much, wore too much makeup, and was a slob where Ellie was a clean freak. But they'd become best friends at the University of Kentucky. She and Lena had hit it off during freshman year in Intro to Business. They'd been roommates ever since. Now, here they were, in Lena's native NYC, starting a new life with new jobs in a new apartment and, dear God, she must be crazy. Lexington wasn't exactly the boonies, but this was a whole different world. You couldn't drive 20 minutes in any direction from downtown Lexington without finding rolling hills and horse farms. Once they'd hit the New York City limits, the urban sprawl didn't seem to have an end. The U-Haul had become a submarine, driving through an ocean of skyscrapers, cars, and asphalt. "Take this." Lena shoved a box into Ellie's arms and picked up their styrofoam cooler. "Snap out of it, Dorothy. You're not in Kansas anymore."
"Okay, yeah, I know."
She followed Lena up the steps, shifting the weight of her movie collection to one hip. Lena pushed a button near the door. A crackling voice came through the other end.
"What do you want?"
"We're your new tenants," Lena shouted. "Lena Bosco and Ellie Carlisle."
After 4 years in Kentucky, Lena's Brooklyn accent had taken on a slight drawl. But since they crossed into the city limits of New York, it had all but disappeared.
"Be out in a sec."
A few secs ticked by. Ellie's stomach growled. "That whole baggage of Ritos didn't hold you over much, eh?" Lena asked, smiling. "Don't worry, we'll be slipping up spaghetti at Donnie's soon. Maybe I can hook you up with one of his brothers, a real Italian stallion." Ellie rolled her eyes. "Yeah, right. I'd rather have a date with a nice big bowl of pasta and a glass of Merlot." The chipped burgundy door swung open, and a stout man with bushy gray eyebrows nodded at them. He chewed on the end of a cigar for a moment as he gave Ellie a head-to-toe scan with his beady eyes. Was it that obvious she'd never set foot in New York?